Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spin zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle. I am a PhD nutritionist, and I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm back again with our Thursday evening health program. And hopefully, there'll be a lot of interesting things that I mentioned tonight. There'll be a lot of opposite teachings and knowledge that all of us have had for so many years, and I no longer use these teachings in my practice because I get so much better results in what I do. Last week I left off and I said I was going to tell how I got into dowsing and explain a little bit about it as we go along, and to give you a background. And before I get into that, at any time during the next hour or 55 minutes I think we have now, any time, give me a call, and we're on live at 1-888-815-9756. That's 1-888-815-9756. That's a toll-free number. And I will be more than happy to give you a free dowsing. Let you know, are you in the healthy zone? Are you basically in a neutral zone? Or are you in a zone that is in the unhealthy quadrant? And I'll be able to answer some questions for you, and if there are certain organs you would like me to check that I don't normally check, I'll be happy to do that. And I'll be very happy, if you would like me to have your real age, not just your chronological age, which you can give me, but what I want to do is to let you know what is your real age, what's going on inside the body, and that those things can be reversed. It is not a sentence to older age than you really are, because the healing takes place with this particular practice and this particular modality that I use. So, again, at any time, you call 1-888-815-9756, toll-free number, and a beep will come in. I'll stop where I am and then pick up after we get through. So let's go back. When I was in the corporate world, I'm now 71 years old, and for over 30 years I've been in the nutritional field, but I abruptly left the corporate world over 30 years ago, and the reason I did is to tell everybody what went on with my mother and the medical doctors here in Atlanta, and how I was catapulted to go into this field and help teach people natural ways of healing. So my mother was moved from her roots in South Carolina after my father passed and came to Atlanta to be with her family, grandchildren, and I have two other brothers here. And when she got here, she got depressed and she missed her friends and she was being uprooted, and she was a very active woman in the community for many, many years, and had done, lots of volunteer work, and was well known in that area. Anyway, my mother got more depressed, and at that time, I had not gotten into the holistic field. I decided that, in talking to my brothers as well, that we take my mother to an internist at a local hospital and let them check her and see what's going on. Well, my mother, who at that time was somewhere in her mid-70s, we took her to the hospital, and a psychiatrist was brought in because the internist felt that my mother had a classic case of depression and wanted the psychiatrist to work with her. So every night I got a phone call from him telling me the different drugs, psychotropic, which is, psychiatric drugs, that they were using on my mother. And as the week went on, he would call and give the different medicines that he was using. And at the end of the week, I was called, and the examination was over, and it was thought that I would bring my mother home, and she was down the street from me at that time, and went and got her. And that evening, in the middle of the night, the phone rang, and my mother's words were, and you never forget something like this, everybody, if you had had anything like this, or if you've heard a story about someone else who's had a similar situation. But anyway, my mother said, "Hello, Dick, I can't go outside naked in the rain like this." And I said, "Mom, what are you talking about? It's not even raining." And she repeated that. And so I quickly got in the car and went down the street. And my mother was sitting in the living room, and she was shaking. And looking back on it, it was almost like a catatonic state. Called the psychiatrist, said, "Check your mother in to a psychiatric ward, and I will see you and your brothers in the morning." The next morning we met, and I was told that my mother had been locked up during the night because she had been stealing underwear from the other ladies in the different wards, and so they had to lock her up. Here is the woman of the year in South Carolina who is out stealing from different rooms during the night. And so this doctor said, this psychiatrist, that my mother had an underlying dementia, and it had risen to the surface. Well, I looked at my brothers, they looked at me, and it was almost in unison that we said, "You are fired. You are fired." And he said, "Do you know who I am? I am, at that time, I am head of Emory University Psychiatric Clinic." And we said, "We don't need your services anymore. We don't care who you are." So with a huff, he left. And I searched around to find a place for my mother, who went from being depressed in her mid-70s to a woman who was near a vegetable. and it's emotional to tell this story. I do tell it now and then because I think it's so important that if one person out there this evening can latch on to what I'm saying, my reason for doing this work is the mission that I have that my mother gave to me. I'd like to give you a little more detail to this story because it's very spiritual. It moved me into the spiritual world, the world of spirituality, the metaphysical world, whatever we want to call it, with abandon. And I think you'll understand why I do this work, along with what you've already heard when I finish this in just a few minutes here. And so, we put our mother into a place, and she was a semi-vegetable, and she passed after two and a half years or so, and on her record was that it showed that she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And you know, that is cancer, for those that don't know that. And here was an underlying cancer going on in her system, and yet she's being treated, experimented with, not treated, experimented like Tinker Toys, in a Tinker Toy laboratory that they used my mother to try these drugs on, and she was spun out. And you're going to find out some very powerful proof that this is what happened. Anyway, after my mother passed, I was invited, along with my wife, to go to New York. And at that time, Dr. Robert Atkins was alive, and he had different nutritionists from around the country to come meet in New York over the weekend. And at that time, that Saturday afternoon, looking in the newspaper, I saw that there was going to be a woman named Rosemary Alty. And Rosemary Alty, who is a medium, and I think she's now living in the United States. She's from England. And I remember what a powerful book that was and how connected and authentic that I felt that she was. Anyway, she was speaking at a church that evening in New York City. And my wife and I went, and I was sitting on the aisle, and Rosemary came down. And she pointed to me, and she said, "I'd like you to stand up, sir." And I stood up, and she said, "Your mother is standing behind you." "Really?" "And she's got two messages for you. Number one, there's nothing you could have done for her at the stage that she was at. Number two, use your hands more." Use your hands more. Later on, ladies and gentlemen, I've figured out that that is dowsing with the use of a pendulum, a rod that I spin, and I found out about it, and not really knowing the connection of what my mother said, but what a gift that she gave me. And because I had already started studying in the nutritional field. And so, a little while after that, I went to a family wedding in Charleston, South Carolina. And that Friday evening, I decided to go up at 10 o'clock at night to the Hyatt hot tub. I don't know why, I just felt like that would be wonderful. So I went there, and I'm in the hot tub, and there's a gentleman who's sitting next to me, and we start talking, and I tell him I'm here for a wedding, and he said, "Oh, I'm here to speak about drugging and the elderly to the medical students at the University of South Carolina, and I'm from Harvard Medical School. Wow. So, well, I've got a captive audience, right? I've got this gentleman right there with me at 10-something in the evening. So we started talking, and I briefly told him the story of about my mother, and he said, I would like you to send the records of your mom to me. It'll be approximately 3 weeks before I can get back with you because I've got a lot of different medical universities that I'm going to. So I heard back from him, and he said to me, you have a whopping case. If you wish to pursue it, you have an incredible whopping lawsuit. So I made a choice, and at that time, I had several urges. You can understand why. I knew where the psychiatrist lived, and I was just going to, you know, go over there and beat him over the head. And I knew better, and I knew that I needed to work on my anger over this situation and not harbor this with such vengeance and hate at that time, many, many years ago. And you never get over it completely. I don't believe that. That is something that happened. It is a horror story. But yet, out of it, I chose to take natural ways of healing and teach people natural ways of healing rather than cut, burn, and poison. Cut, burn, and poison. What is that? That's allopathic medicine, everyone. That is the use of pharmaceutical drugs, and it's either cutting, burning, or poisoning people into health. Well, you're not bringing them into health. You are into being managed for your disease. It's managing your disease. You're not curing anything, or, you know, things are going into remission, and we could go on and on with that. So I wanted people to understand where I come from, why I do this work, and that when I started, I was like every other nutritional or alternative healer out there. I treated symptoms, okay? Whether it was a naturopathic physician, or whether it's a chiropractor with a nutritional background, or acupuncture, whatever, it's primarily the healing that's taking place by treating symptoms. And in my practice, I am removing the cause, and it's by genetics. It is by the individual blueprint of each and every client that I work with. And that's the most powerful, exciting part of what I do. And so for many years, I worked, and I, like all the other alternative and alternative medical doctors that are out there, I was guessing, in most cases, what people needed. I would guess what they needed, what their diet should be. I would guess the nutritional products they should have. And I'll talk more about that and get back later tonight, and if not, we'll pick it up again next week. But I did want to give you my background, where I am coming from, and at 71, this is a mission of mine, and I will continue to do this as long as I live and able to do it, because it is so important that people have a choice that's out there. It's very, very unique. And I want to tell you that it doesn't matter whether you believe what I'm doing. It just works. You can't explain electricity. You cannot explain how a computer works. You have people that work on them. And so the work that I do with dowsing, okay, is vibrational medicine, energy medicine. It is picking up the vibrations within the individual person. It doesn't matter whether you're in my office in Atlanta or you're in Ontario, Canada. Makes no difference. Most of my work is with people out of state in this country and some people in Canada. So that doesn't make any difference. And so with the use of dowsing, with the use of the dowsing, I am able to specifically at vibrational, cell level, know what is right for a person, whether it's food or whether it's the nutritional substances or the kind of water. And so my results are extremely high. Why? Well, I don't work with anybody who I can't help. Well, Dr. Needle, what do you mean by that, of people that I can't help? If something is very advanced, this program, unfortunately, cannot reverse it or slow it down. I'm talking at very advanced stages of cancer, Alzheimer's, muscular dystrophy, and so forth. So I wanted to give you this background, and what I would like to do is again mention 1-888-815-9756. Any of you out there this evening who would like to call in, and I'll be happy to talk with you and give you an overall view. And if you are not wanting to call and just want to listen, and there are many people out there who are like that, that you can call my office, and I want to give you that toll-free number of my office in Atlanta, because there'll be no charge to do what I am doing on the air this evening for those that are interested. And you can call 1-800-653-1056 during the week, 1-800-653-1056, and I will be more than happy to check, answer some questions for you, and explain the program and cost, which is very reasonable. Believe me, for what's being done, it's incredible, because the uniqueness of it and the accuracy of it and the healing of it is superior. And those that are with me, or if any of my clients are listening this evening, they will agree with you, or they can call in and talk about it. They're welcome to. So let's go back to the dowsing. And, it is a indescribable way of picking up the energy that's either compatible or incompatible in a person's body. And so for a long time, when I started with dowsing, my PhD background and my belief system of what somebody needs entered into what I prescribed for that client. And so I was guessing. I would earnestly, with all my efforts and what I knew in those early days, would do my best to give exactly what a person would do healing with, and yet it was because the information was very sound, the research was sound. Okay. There are people that had with many testimonials that were positive, and so I was treating symptoms. But I have to tell you that actually what I was doing, and I don't want to knock all of the holistic profession, but a lot of it is guessing. One size does not fit all. There is nothing that everyone can take. Our genes and our genetics and our blueprint is different than anybody else on the earth right now. And so I am working very, very specifically. Therefore, the results are very, very powerful, accurate, and without any side effects. And if we have time tonight, we're going to talk about some of the diseases and how the typical medical community or the typical alternative holistic healer works with it and how I will work with it. One of the things I wanted to point out was a very powerful article, late last year in the New York Times, and it's quite interesting because it talks about dowsing, and it was an article in the New York Times, and it talked about a fellow, Phil Steen, and they said he's not crazy or possessed. He has no idea how he does this, but he does it very well. And what was he doing? He's dowsing on the parched farms out in California, and this is in Waterford, California area. And the article states, the title is "On a Parched Farm, Using Intuition to Find Water." And it goes on to say that Phil finds the water, no doubt about it, that it is from an ancient art of dowsing. Okay, and as I mentioned earlier, if you use your own belief system, then there's a problem. And the reason this is a profound God-given gift is that I don't come up with what somebody needs. The information comes to me. Whether you are accepting it, this information that I'm telling you or not, as I said earlier, doesn't really make any difference because the outcome is going to be extremely accurate. And it is information that I, for lack of a better word, psychic or intuitive, that comes to me. It's beyond just regular dowsing. And so this gentleman used a Y-shaped willow stick, and he would tell farmers where to drill and where to find water underneath the ground. And so they had dry periods and they had a lot of farm layoffs and restriction on residential and agricultural water use. And the state estimated $260 million in crop damages. And so this gentleman was and I'm sure he still is, in big demand. And as the brother said, I don't know how he does it, and it's beyond me. And I'm saying the same thing to you. It is beyond me. It is a very spiritual, powerful gift, and without question, it is coming and was given by my mother in the situation that I went through. And so this is just an idea of dowsing, which is an ancient art, as it is called, and how I have taken my doctorate and understanding the human body and working with people, that combining and knowing their exact, not their brothers, not the siblings or parents, but their exact system and what's going to work for them and what's not going to work for them. So what I want to do now is to run through some of the health problems that people have and that I run up against from day to day and week to week, and they're coming from all over the United States. And it's very, very exciting because some of these results are near miracle, and I'll talk about one of those this evening. But again, let's start in with some of the diseases or the problems that people normally with their insurance go to their doctor and get on the bandwagon of cut, burn, and poison. So let's start with heart disease. And the top two killers are heart disease and cancer. And we talk about, and focus is cholesterol. What is your cholesterol? Well, my cholesterol is this. Or I'm taking a cholesterol drug or a statin drug. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there are 14 known arterial causes of disease in the heart. There are 14. There may be even more. And here is the medical community, and really it's the pharmaceutical industry, is focusing in on cholesterol. Every single drug, without an exception, at cell level, which is what I work with people at the cell level, every single drug that treats a symptom has a side effect to it. You hear dozens and dozens of them, and they run through it very fast on the TV commercials, because we don't want you to really absorb and understand that, but we have to do it legally. We have to put that on there. But what happens is someone goes in and takes a drug or a cholesterol medicine, and depending on their predisposition, depending on the weakness in their particular body, there will be later on, more than likely, another disease, unquote, that will pop up and require a different kind of doctor and some more medicines. And when you go to that doctor, that cycle repeats itself again, and you end up, as they say, that the average senior is taking 10 to 13 different medicines every day. Holy God, how can you possibly know that all that's working well, and that biochemically, is there not a lot of conflict by taking all of this medicine? But it creates another drug, which creates another drug. In my particular practice and the people I work with, really, my job is to, if they're on a medicine such as a statin drug, cholesterol medicine, that they monitor this with their doctor, because it's going to be needed less and less, and in many cases they get off of the medicine. That's my aim, is that my clients get off these medicines that they are taking. Okay, so let's go back to arterial disease. Yeah, cholesterol is some of it. That's a factor. But the pharmaceutical companies and making billions of dollars off of these drugs, these statin drugs, and not letting people know that some people have cramps, some people have low energy, they have their minds are affected, their kidneys are affected. Do you want that risk? How do you know what it's going to be? Nobody knows. But because it's the weaknesses that are in your system that very well can be acting up, and it'll go back to that original medicine that you took. So, it can be from excess triglycerides. These are body fats. If they're over 100, as Dr. Atkins used to say, then they need to be reduced. But it can be a part of heart problems. Excess homocysteine. Now, I'm not going to mention them all, but just a few, that the homocysteine levels that they can measure, and it's usually a lack of B6, B12, or folic acid, high blood pressure that can affect the heart, low vitamin K, excess insulin, and C-reactive protein. That's a test that shows And even our medical doctors, many, many of them today, accept the fact that inflammation is an early stage of disease. I pick up irritation at cell level way before the medical community can pick it up. Okay, by the time they pick up many of these diseases, they're well along and have been going on for years. And what happens? Then they're trying to manage that disease. And as you and I both know, there's not the best success rate from treating these symptoms rather than removing the causes and understanding what's going on in your body early on in the stages of it. So remember, don't get overblown and excited about your cholesterol number. And I'll leave you on the cholesterol subject with this confirmed statement from the medical community. 1/2 of the people who have heart attacks have a reading, a cholesterol reading of under 200. 1/2 of the people. So how can that possibly be the magic? It's so false for people to believe that they're so healthy because they got a cholesterol that's under 200, and 1/2 of the people in this country have heart attacks that have under 200. What is the right cholesterol number? It depends on the individual and their system and their age and many, many factors. And if you balance the body like my program does, guess what happens? The body will come in and build and have a homeostasis to it, and the body will heal itself. The body will heal itself. So am I treating symptoms? Well, indirectly I am. But if I give the people the right eating plan, if I give the people the right supplements that have a life force to them and that they are assimilated into the cells properly and they work and that they have the right kind of energy supplement water, which really, really brings their vibrational frequency up and helps to prevent early stages of cancer because of high cell oxygenation. Wow. You know, what a concept. It's more than a concept, folks. It works. So let's move on, and I'd like to talk about hormones. I'd like to spend a few minutes on that. Several days ago, Oprah Winfrey ran some programs on this and had Suzanne Somers, who's written books on it, and she's in her early 60s, and it showed her in her beautiful garden out in California and eating from her garden and taking 40 or 50 different vitamin pills a day. I've forgotten how many, but an enormous amount of them. And I was there. I used to prescribe this stuff to people. My whole food supplements are vibrationally right for an individual who comes to me, or I don't prescribe it to them. So nothing that they're taking is negative. And everything that people are buying at the health food store, on the internet, network marketing, it may work for Joe and Mary, but not Tom and Tim. And that's where I come in and are able to let you know exactly what you do need. But let's go back to hormone replacement therapy. Now, they're pitching bioidentical hormones. And Oprah was mostly pro, and Suzanne Somers were mostly pro bioidentical hormones. But there was one medical doctor, a woman, from a particular university that was warning against them. But let's go back to hormone replacement therapy. For years, the physicians said, you know, take these hormones. I know what you're going through, and I know, you know, what menopause is all about. Even though if I'm a male doctor, I still know the problems and take this and this and this. Well, it worked. It did work. But thousands and thousands of women later on developed breast cancer. It was many years later. Or they died of heart disease, or they had strokes. And finally, they blew the whistle and said, whoops, sorry about that, guinea pigs. Sorry, you ladies, mostly ladies out there. We didn't mean to make a guinea pig out of you. Well, they did. And so bioidentical hormones are claimed to be natural, and they're in a compounding pharmacy. I'm here to tell you that there is no natural hormone that can be duplicated in your system that is really a foreign substance in your system. And yes, it works. And Suzanne Summers is jumping up and down, and her sex is, you know, incredible, and her husband's sex is incredible, and all of this stuff. I think they're both in their early 60s. He may be older. But the long-term bioidentical hormone therapy is to be beware, because not only does my dousing pick up the negativity, but there are some early studies, small ones beginning to trickle in, about the cancer-causing bioidentical hormones that are out there. So if you can get your hormones balanced without taking hormones, what if you could do that, ladies? What if you could have a program that it wouldn't work overnight? That's the negative part, because it's phytonutrient therapy. Phyto simply meaning plant therapy. But it's the right plant therapy with the right life force and vibrational frequency that will heal the body and bring the hormones into balance, just as they did for my wife. And one of these programs in the future, I want her to come on and talk about that. So let's move on to pain, arthritis. There's so much out there. There's a drug constantly coming out there. Remember what I told you a little while ago? Every single drug has a negative side effect. And it maybe that drug worked for you for a few weeks, and then it stopped. You reach an intolerance. Maybe the drug never worked, and you would know that by the pain that you have. But whatever is going on, there is an insidious, toxic poisoning at cell level where this stuff, even if it is working, is causing a problem somewhere else. What if you were on a particular program and you were eating the foods that was exactly correct for you, not what Weight Watchers said or Nutrisystem said you should eat, but what is for your particular blueprint, your particular genes, and then you will finally know what is the right protein for me. With Dr. Needle, I didn't know it was not whey protein. I drink whey protein every day. Well, that is a dairy derivative. And for some people, they're genetically, they have a problem with dairy. And many people don't know that, even if they've been to an allergist. Even if they've been to the allergist, there are foods that are irritating the body, and I have to tell you, this is the primary cause of sickness and disease, and that is eating the wrong lectins, and we'll talk about that in detail in another Thursday night. But that's the primary cause. It's not everything, but when I take 500 foods for that individual, I've never had an eating plan that was identical from one person to another, in the family or out of the family. And yet every one of them are responding, and that their cholesterol becomes normal, and their blood pressure comes down. So when you're taking pain medicine, if you can have a system that will, and this word is so bandied around, but truly, truly naturally for your genetics, that's so important. Nobody out there, folks, that I know of, is getting the accuracy, and I ask all the time, if there's somebody out there that you know, or you're on the air listening to me tonight, please contact me. I'd love to talk with you. All I can tell you, I can speak for myself, my family, and my clients, and it works over and over and over again, and the longer you're on it, the healthier you are. And at this point, I want to mention to you that I take no medicines, I take no drugs, I don't take any over-the-counter medicines. Why at 71? Because I don't need them. If I told you that I am an ex-smoker who stopped in 1981, but I was getting bronchitis from year to year to year, and now through the use of my program and dousing for my situation and what is best for my body, it's healed. It's gone. My lungs are clear, finally, from 1981, 23 years of smoking. And that's just one example. I used to have osteoarthritis in my right hip. I don't have that anymore. You know, I go to the gym two or three times a week. My wife used to have a cataract in her left eye. It's gone. She also takes no drugs. Well, maybe Dr. and Mrs. Needle, your genetics are just fabulous. No, they're not, everybody. No, they're not. Both sides, cancer and heart disease, death from early 70s to early 80s. Well, that's not a long time, early 80s. That is, if you are truly healthy, you can live longer. And I don't want to get into telomeres and things like that at this point, but there's more and more about the genes and the genetics, okay, and that we don't have to be concerned if we're taking Dr. Needle's program to be thinking about using genetic therapy and stuff that's very controversial and all of these experimental drugs that are out there. So if you give the body what it needs and give it for the specific genetics, and it's done through the to me, the word is magical gift that I have received and have been doing this almost 15 years as dousing. I've been in it 30 years doing it the other way in the early years. So, with arthritis, bring the body into balance. The body will heal itself. That arthritis, or there's certain foods, and I'm in disagreement with allergists because I use lectinology and lectins and over and over and over and over. I can't tell you or emphasize it strong enough. It is the primary cause of sickness and disease in people's body. And if you think you can guess your way through it, what's best for you, or what you read the other day, or saw on CNN, or read in a health magazine at the gym, or at the beauty parlor, if you think that's the answer, it's not. Let's talk about diabetes. I have people who come into my office, and I have people who were all over the country in different states. And some of these people are walking around as type 2 diabetics, and they don't even know it. And so once you go to be checked and it's discovered that you are a type 2 diabetic, you can expect a lifelong management of your disease. It's not health improvement. It's managing your disease. And what happens? Do you not know the progression of diabetes? My goodness, and the different things, and renal disease, and the higher amounts of heart attacks, and gangrene, and macular degeneration, and it goes on and on and on. It's very, very sad. And that there is something that can be done about it. And if you remove the causes and bring in what that specific genetics can do to heal the body, it will work every single time. That's the way we're made, everybody. That's what God intended for us to do. And because we've got so many choices, and we can go to the stores and find, you know, peaches from Chile in the wintertime, all over the country, all of this kind of stuff, it might be good for one person and be very irritating for the next. Talk about memory. I can't tell you how many people have problems with short-term, long-term memory, and I even pick up very, very early stages of Alzheimer's in a few people. And if it's very, very early, our program can go a long way to shutting it down. I am not here to tell you that we're curing Alzheimer patients. That's not true. But I am telling you at cell level, which I can pick up something so early that no machine and no medical doctor will ever know about at this point, that you can make a big difference in the future of your life. Macular degeneration is another. Cataracts, I mentioned my wife and many people who had early stages. That's one of the easier things that can be reversed in my particular program. But what is causing the memory problem? I mentioned to you earlier, if you remember, a terrible pun, but that about cholesterol, and that is affecting the memory of people. It is, and certain mixtures of drugs, and if you're taking this herb and that herb, okay, along with this drug and that drug, how do you know what's working? Your pharmacist is not going to really know. The biochemist is not going to really know. But the people who come to me, they bring their stuff to me. They bring their supplements and what they're taking, and I let them know. This never worked. This worked for a while. This is very toxic. I've got a relative out in California, an 80-year-old man, and for years he's been taking Centroid. That's for the thyroid, to balance the thyroid. And he talked to me recently, and he needed some help, and I checked some things for him. And of all the stuff that he was taking, the highly toxic substance, believe it or not, is now Centroid in his body. In his body. If anybody's out there taking Centroid, doesn't mean you get off of it. You better check with me first. And you can call me in my office, 1-800-653-1056, and we can talk about that. So, the memory is very tricky, and it can be, certainly depression is a part of it, but what is making that person depressed? Why are they not sleeping well? They're agitated by the drugs, by taking the wrong, yes, taking the wrong vitamins, taking too many minerals and too much of them. It goes on, and I'm able to help people who are, open enough that want to have a very reasonable cost basis to have a session with me, and I will tell them what they need, have the eating plan done, and in the long run, the money that you're spending out of pocket and co-payments and worrying if you've been laid off, that you don't have any health insurance, that you can at least get on the road to health. And it doesn't matter what your age is. Here I am walking around at 71 with a late 40 real age, and my wife is in the same spot, a year younger than me. And I can tell you that the people who come to me, and if you've been listening to me from week to week or a few weeks back, that there are people out there who are in their 50s that have the real age of 78 and 79, and people in their 60s and 70s that age-wise are over 100. Well, it's not the end of the world and a death sentence for you. It can be reversed. It can be brought back. Not everything. I will let you know vibrationally what we can do. Your life will be, you will feel a lot better. Your energy level will go up. You will sleep better at night. And it's worth your while. As I've said, this is the third or fourth time this evening. You don't have to believe it, but I wouldn't be on the air and all over the world every Thursday on BBS radio if I had a practice and a dowsing that didn't work for people. I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be on the beach. And so, give me a call at 1-800-653-1056 and let me help you. And this is Dr. Needle. Good night, and God bless.